We're on Ayin Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. The Gemara said that Shmuel learned that if you do all the malachas, or some of them, the helamecha, that you chayiv for each separate one, learns from a pasuk, mechalaleha mos yumos. So the Gemara asked, why doesn't he learn it from the same place that Rabbi Yossi learns it from, or Rav Nosson learns it from, and now the Gemara asks, why doesn't he learn it from the same place that Rabbi Yossi learns it? And now the Gemara says, how in fact is Rabbi Yossi, my time with Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi in fact learn this pasuk? To learn out from the pasuk, achas mehena, that if you do many malachas, behelam echad, you chayiv on each one. My time with Rabbi Yossi, achas me'achas, hena mehena, achas shehi hena, hena shehi achas. That means the following. It says, a person will do b'shkaga, v'osa ma'achas mehena. So the Torah just could have said, v'osa achas. Mei achas, the mem is extra, and mehena, the whole word, plus the mem is extra. So he learned like this. Achas shimon. You do a malacha achas, you write the name shimon. You intend to write shimon, you write shimon. Mei achas, you did part of the malacha, right? Part of what you intended to do, but it in itself is something that is misgayim, the makom acher, shemi shimon. You wrote the word shame, which is a word by itself. You're also chayiv. Heina, avos. Heina is you do many avos. Mei heina toldos. Mei heina is that you do not only avos, but you're chayiv even on toldos. Mei heina, things that come from the avos. Achas shehi heina, right? It says achas, it says heina. Achas is singular, heina is many. That means whatsoever one, it's possible to do one thing and be chayiv on many things. That's zodon shabbos, the shigas malachas. You knew it was shabbos, but you didn't know the malachas you did were aser. So there's many shkagos, and therefore you're chayiv on each one. Heina shiachas, it's possible to do many and be chayiv only one. Shigas shabbos, the zodon malachas. That's where you didn't know it was Shabbos, but you knew that these things were malacha, but you thought you were doing them on Monday. So there's only one shkaga, and then what's it called? That's chayiv one, even though you did many malachas. So therefore, what's it called? This is how Rabbi Yossi learns the pasuk that you're chayiv for many malachos if you did many malachos v'shogeg behelamecha, because of heina shiachas. Shmuel achas shehena, the heina shiachas l'mashmalei. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yossi that you learn the other things out of this pasuk, but not those two. Those two things, heina shiachas, achas shehena, that he doesn't learn. Therefore, he needs another pasuk, mechalaleha, mos yumos, to tell me that you chayiv for every separate malacha that you do, even though you do it at the hell of an effort. Rashi. My time at Rabbi Yossi, Kolomer, my Dorish Bay, Dakati Mem de Mehenu, Mem de Meachas, Lamai Asa. We still haven't explained at this point in the Gemara what the Mem of Meachas, Mehenu, comes to teach me. Achas Meachas, Achas Havile Lemichta. The Shur said Achas, Sib Meachas. The Heino Mehenu, Havile Lemichta, or the Midrash Pamim Shehu Heino, the cost of Mehenu. They had an extra Mem. Udrosh achas vehena below mem. Hoch, pamim achas shehu hena, Shabbos achas levado, hu mechalu. The yesh kan chatos harvi. Sometimes you mechalu one Shabbos and you chayiv many chatos. The ozli basar malachos. Because you go after the malachos and every malacha that he did is another chatos. U pamim hena shi achas, malachos harvi osa, vehena chayiv ala achas. Sometimes you do many malachos and you're only chayiv one chatos for that Shabbos. Ela achas. The Bahanach Trey Gavni Ikala Mashma Vaosa Achas Vachayev Hena. The Ikala Mamer Nami Hochi Vaosa Achas Hena. Asiyoso Havi Achas Afatisha Hain Hena. You can learn it both ways. You did one thing but you chayev many, or you did many things and you chayev one. Umem Yisera Drosh Hochi. The extra mem you learn the following. Larabo Shakosev Shem Mishimen Afagav Shneskavin Lasos Teva Gedola. Even though you intended to write a big word, Shimon, since what you wrote isn't a word that exists by itself, shame the chayiv. You're chayiv even on that, even though you didn't finish in what you totally intended, because you did intend to write shame also. You didn't only intend to write shimon. he intended to write Shin Mem, and Shin Mem is a word. So you're chayiv as soon as you get to the Mem. Behainu my achas, and the Gemara over there discusses lechora the Mem over there is two different Mems. One's a Mem in the end of a word, and one's a Mem in the middle of a word. They're different Mems. So it's not shame. You don't write shame, Shin Mem, without a Mem Sofis. The Gemara discusses it later on. We did part of the malacha, not all of it. Yochayev achatas. Meheina, the rabbis told us. Kolomer hayotzas mehen min ha'avos. Meheina means if you do something that emanates from these avos. Achashihena, the amoran kamim shechayev akol achas va'achas. Sometimes yochayev for every malacha. Ma'hi, when is that? You go in Shasan, Bizod and Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas. You knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know these Malachas were Aser. The Ika Shiga goes too, but there's many Shkagos, because each Malach is a separate Shkagos. The Heina Shiachas, sometimes you can do many Malachas, and you'll be Chayiv only one Chatas. The Amoran, Tamim, Shechayiv, Achas, Akulan. Ma'hi, you go in Shishogat, Bishabbos, Shiga Shabbos, you didn't know it was Shabbos, Bizod Malachas. But had you known it was Shabbos, you would have known that these Malachas are Aser. The Odeya Shamalachas Asuras B'Shabbos, Avoshocha Shishabbos Hayom. You knew that these Malachas were Asur on Shabbos, you thought it was Monday. Lo Mash Malay, the Midboya Le Kule L'Shem Mishimon told us. And Shmuel, who doesn't learn from this Pasuk, doesn't have that Mashmos, that what's it called, the Heina Shem Achas and Achas Shem Heina, he doesn't learn, he learns the Pasuk specifically for Achas Meheina, that what's it called, that Me Achas and Me Heina, to tell me told those and to tell me that Shem Nishimon is chayiv, but not the rest of it. Okay. And therefore Shmuel needs another pasuk to tell me Chiluk Malachas. So we have three sources for Chiluk Malachas. Reb Nosson learns it from Lo Sevaru Eish B'chomo Shoseichem, Havara L'chalik Yotzos. Reb Yossi learns it from Achas Mehena and Heina Meachas. And Shmuel doesn't hold like either of them, and he learns it from Mos Yumas. Bomine Rava Mirav Nachman. Helem Zev Zev Yodo Mahu. So far we've learned that if you forget that it's Shabbos, but had you known it was Shabbos, you would have known that these Malachas are Aser, that you only chayiv one Chatas. If you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot that these Malachas are Aser, you chayiv for every Malach. What happens if you forgot both? You forgot it was Shabbos, but you also forgot that these Malachas are Aser. You didn't know either of them. So what's the halacha? You chayiv one chatas, or you chayiv many chatas? Amar le, hari helem Shabbos b'yodo. They no chayiv, Lamaisa, right, boils down to the fact that Lamaisa, there's one shkog over here. Because even if you would have known the Malachas, you still would have done them because you didn't know it was Shabbos. You thought it was Monday. So bottom line, right, there's only one chatas over here. Moshe's adarabah. Hari helem Malachas b'yodo. Lamaisa, you didn't know these Malachas. Even if you would have known it was Shabbos, you still would have done them. So Lamaisa, you had many Shkagas over here. Because even if you would have known, you would have found out it was Shabbos, you still would have done these Malachas. B'chayev ha-kolachas la, you should be chayev for everyone. So there's no simple svara to say that you're only chayev one or you're chayev for many. Elam Ravashi chazina. Ravashi says, we see. Imishum Shabbos Kaporish, if the reason that he stopped when he found out that he was doing these malachas, he stopped doing them, right? Because obviously he stopped doing them and find out that he did something wrong. So Imishum Shabbos Kaporish, if you told him it's Shabbos, and that's why he stopped. Because obviously, what are you telling him it's Shabbos if he's not doing something awesome? So at the moment you told him it's Shabbos, he also knew that the malachas were awesome. Right? He assumed that's why you're telling him it's Shabbos. But the reason he stopped doing the malacha was because it was Shabbos. Hari helem Shabbos b'yodo. Then he brings only one chatas, because obviously it's the Shabbos that caused him to remember, and that was the shgaga. Ve'eino chayv al achas. Ve'imishu malacha kaporish. But if the reason he stopped doing is you told him, hey, what are you doing this malacha? And then he realized, oh, it must be Shabbos. Right? So the malacha got him to think about Shabbos, then it's the malacha that made him remember. And therefore the shgagas in the malacha. Hari hela malachas b'yodah v'chayiv ha-kolachas v'achas. Rashi. Zeh v'zeh, Shabbos u'malachas. You forgot it was Shabbos, and you also forgot that these malachas are also on Shabbos. You thought you were doing it on Monday, but you thought that even if you do it on Shabbos, they'll be okay.
Mahu chayav achas al kulan, o al kol achas v'achas. K'meboye lehod etoni le'el, shogag b'zeh u'b'zeh, zehu shogeg ha'omer v'torah. We had this case before. The Gemara said, if you have shogeg Shabbos and Malachas, that is the ultimate shkoga that's in the Torah. Mahu l'chiyuv echata l'chiyuv echula. Still doesn't say how many kasos you chayav. That's the ultimate chiyuv of shogeg in the Torah. But now we still don't know, you chayav one chatas in that situation, or more than one chatas. Umasnisen v'hashokheach ikur Shabbos, deinu chayav l'achas. From the Mishnah where you forgot the chlal, the Indian of Shabbos, lo shaminim le. That you couldn't learn in this case. When a person forgets Shabbos in general, then for sure it's only one shogeg. Even if he did the malachas, also the shogeg, but the ikra over here is he didn't know there was Shabbos bechlal. Not that he didn't know Shabbos was today. The chimiboyalon v'yodea ikra Shabbos are cases where you knew that there's such a thing as Shabbos. Of a malachas halalu en yodea shasuros, you didn't know these malachas were asur, even if had you known it was this Shabbos was Shabbos. The old Nelami Menu Shayom Shabbos, and you also forgot that it's Shabbos. Not that you forgot Shabbos completely. You thought it was Monday. Here you could say the Shkaga was on each Malacha because you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. You didn't know there was such a thing as Shabbos, so there's no Indian of Malachas Bechlap. The Ikala Misle Hahelim Shabbos. And you could say, no, maybe the Shkaga is coming over here because you forgot it was Monday. You forgot it was Shabbos, you thought it was Monday. The Chad Shkaga, it's only one shogeg. The Gemara says, Imishum Shabbos Kaparish, Zesha Pirish Minho Aveira. What made this guy stop doing the Aveira? Ubal Ischaper. Now he wants to come to Mischaper. Not that he had to stop it on Shabbos. But at some point, he had to know that he did something wrong. So what did they tell him when he realized that he did something wrong? Imishum Shabbos Hoysa. If the reason that he realized he did something wrong, they told him it was Shabbos. What did you do yesterday? Right? You lit a fire. It was Shabbos. And he realized, oh, it was Shabbos, then must be that what I did was Osir, and I lit a fire. So because they told him it was Shabbos, he realized he did something wrong. Now he has to bring a chatas. So then he only brings one korban. Sha'amru lo Shabbos hayom, upirish. Then it's obvious that the Shabbos was the ikur by him. They told him, why didn't you light a fire yesterday for? And he realized, well, must be because it was Shabbos yesterday. Right? And therefore I did something wrong. If he stopped because of malachos, right, because he was told that he did something the day before, and he realized, oh, I must have done something wrong, must have been Shabbos, then the malachas were the main thing. So Mara says, no riot. Klum parish mi Shabbos eloshim malachas. If they told him, you know, yesterday was Shabbos, so what? I didn't do anything wrong. So it must be that I must have done something wrong. So as soon as they tell you it's Shabbos, you realize that what you did yesterday was wrong. So you knew the malachas, you're thinking about the malachas too. Kishamrlo Shabbos Hayom, Hagin Shamalachas Halolo Asuros. The Lo Asuros, Lama Huski Kulomar Shabbos Hayom. If I didn't do anything wrong, why did they tell me yesterday was Shabbos? Obviously, they were trying to tell me, or they're trying to tell me now, it's Lav Davka on Shabbos, but at some point where he knew that he was doing something wrong, that what I did was wrong. Otherwise, what difference does it make with Shabbos today or yesterday? Ela Lo Shno. So therefore, what's it called? The Gemara says, did we say the Gemara? No. Omar le Ravina Ravashi, Klum Parish Mishabbos Ela Mishum Malachos. Right? Even if they tell him it's Shabbos, he's only realizing he did something wrong or stopping to do what he's doing because there must be a malacha what I'm doing. So at the same moment he realizes it's Shabbos, he realizes he's doing malacha. Klum Parish Mishabbos Ela Mishum Shabbos. And if they tell him, what are you lighting fires? He says, what do you know? It's Monday. Elamai must be telling me because Shabbos. So at the moment that he was aware of the malachas, at that same moment he's aware of Shabbos. Because the two things, without the two things together, there's no problem. So if there's a problem, it must be that it's Shabbos and this is a malacha. So what difference does it make what started off the thing? At this moment that he stops, both of them are significant. Elalo shno. Right? It makes no difference, and therefore, since it makes no difference, you only chayiv one chatas. Either because it's a suffix, right? We're not sure which one is the ikur, and therefore you can't bring more than one chatas if there's a sothik because it's chulin lazar. Or because, since both of them are significant, then Lamaisa, in the end, you only had one Shkagan, because you didn't know what Shabbos. Ela lo shno, ve eino chayv el achas. No difference, and you only chayv one.
Okay.
Shmara says, may stay. Tznan. Avos melachos arboim chosar achas. Right, the Mishnah says that the avos melachos are a total of 39. The vavinen ba minyan alamali. And we investigated this. Why did the Mishnah have to tell me a number? Right, count them up for yourself. Why does it have to tell me this 39? Vamra b'yokanan, shimason kulam behelem echad, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. If you did all of them, behelem echad, that you're chayiv on what's it called, on every single one separately. So, iyomers b'shlome helem zev zev b'yodo, chayiv al kol achas v'achas, shater. Right? L'chora, how is it possible to be chayiv 39 chatos? L'chora, then you didn't know it was Shabbos b'chal. What did you know it was Shabbos with? Right? There's no Shabbos. If there's no Malachas, there's no Shabbos. And just knowing about Shabbos is a day of rest or whatever, and not knowing Malachas is not called knowing about Shabbos. So if you hold that Helem Zevazeh, not knowing it's Shabbos and not knowing the Malachas, right, you're chayiv for all of them, then that's how the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about where you didn't b'chal know about Shabbos. You didn't know it was Shabbos. And therefore you're a shogig on all Lamites Malachos. Okay? You didn't know these were Malachos. Mameli didn't know it was Shabbos either. Because if you don't know all of the Malachas, then there's no Shabbos. Okay? And still you're chayiv, right, on all of them. Shater, elei omres helem Shabbos biyodo. Eino chayiv ela achas. Once you forget that it's Shabbos. And here the forgetting of Shabbos means I forgot the whole concept of Shabbos, for the Shabbos at least. Right? Then you're only chayiv one. Heichi meshkachas la. Bezodin Shabbos eshigdes Malachas. Right, l'chora, how is it shayich, what's it called, to forget all 39 malachas? It must be where you knew that it was Shabbos, and you forgot all 39 malachas, okay? So, ha nicha isover l'krab yochanan, da'amar kivin sheshogig b'korei, safal v'isha hevzid b'laz, mashkachas lo. According to Rab Yochanan, who says that as long as you're shogig b'korei, even if you're mezid b'lav, it's possible to know Shabbos, Malachas Shabbos, and still to be a shogig. I knew that there are 39 malachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. I thought they were allowed. So I knew Shabbos. I knew it's Shabbos today, and I knew it's usher to do malacha. Which malacha? Any of them, even one of them, the lot. But I didn't know that any of them are chayiv koris. And that's called shogig. So then I was nazid on Shabbos. I was shogig on all the malachas, because I thought they're all chayiv alav, but not koris. And I'm chayiv 39 chatos. So it's possible to explain the Mishnah, b'zodon Shabbos, b'shigigas malachos, and you're chayiv 39 chatos. Because you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know these malachos. How did you know it was Shabbos? You knew that it's also to do malacha on Shabbos, b'lav. But not b'koris. But according to what's it called, Ela, isover l'krib shimin. Then lakish, v'olzik rish lakish. Da'omer achi ishgog b'lav b'koris, that it's not called shogig unless you're a shogig b'lav and b'koris. Right? So you had to forget the malachas, b'lav and b'koris. The yolele Shabbos, what'd you know with Shabbos? There can't be zodon Shabbos if you don't know there's any malachas that are awesome. And in order to be shogig on the malachas, you had to not know there was a lav or koris. So what did you know with Shabbos? Elamai, it's talking where shigiga Shabbos. Well, you didn't know with Shabbos either. If you didn't know with Shabbos, then how could you be chayiv 39 malachos unless the halacha is that helem zeh v'zeh is chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Mora says, the yodalei b'shabbos b'mai, so if according to Rish Lakish, what did you know Shabbos? So it can't be talking about zodna Shabbos. It must be talking about shigiga Shabbos. So mela, what's it called? You see that you chayiv al kol achas v'achas even when you have shogig in both of them. So Mora says, the yodalei b'tchumim v'alei b'rakiva. No, it's possible not to know any of the 39 malachas, and still to know that it's Shabbos, Zodan Shabbos. How? You knew that there's an Isra of Tumah. It's not one of the 39, right? And therefore it doesn't affect the 39 count. So you're going to be chayiv 39 chatos. You did all 39 malachas, but you did it with Zodan Shabbos. I knew it was Shabbos today, and I know that you're not allowed to carry outside the Tumah. Not allowed to walk outside the Tumah, right? And the rest of the things I didn't know.
So therefore, there's no raya from here one way or the other by helam zevazeh. It's not talking by helam zevazeh. It's talking where zadon Shabbos and shigas malachas. How could you be shigas all the malachas and still be zadon Shabbos? By tchumin. Rashi. Asan klakulan. Hainu helam zevazeh biyada. The halo yada Shabbos b'mili. Because your knowledge of Shabbos is irrelevant. What do you know? You know it's Shabbos today. What's Shabbos? Shabbos has no relevance to you, except tonight's the seventh day. But of Malacha, there's no relevance. So that's called Shigga Shabbos. Even the Chol Hilchoseh Ne'elmos Menu Ein Chilak Hayom Yishar Yom. Right? There's no difference between today and any other day. So when do you know Shabbos? So it's mamish like Shigga Shabbos. So mamish like you thought Shabbos was Monday. Now you can think Shabbos is Monday because you thought it was Monday. Or you can think that Shabbos is Monday. Monday and Shabbos are the same thing. That's also called Shigga Shabbos. And I think Tosfos explains here, so maybe Rashi later, yeah, that it's not, Lamaisa, this is like Shachach Iker Shabbos. You forgot Shabbos completely. He says, no, Shabbos completely means you didn't know there was such a thing of Shabbos. Here you knew there's such a thing of Shabbos, but for all practical purposes, you thought Shabbos and every other day of the week are the same. The only difference between them is, it's a nice, you know, we make Kiddush this day or something like that. Right? Where those things are not significant, the Gavi Malachas. The Gavi Malachas, Shabbos means Isser Malacha. The Gavi other things, Shabbos is a nice day. What's it, well, you go to Shul on Shabbos, you're laying on Shabbos. But the Gavi Malachas, I didn't think there's any other difference. That's called Shigga Shabbos. That's not called Eini Yodea Iker Shabbos. Different Madriga. How can you be chayev for all 39 malachas al korchach b'zodon Shabbos the shigas malachas? It has to be talking where you knew it was Shabbos, right? According to this opinion that helam zevazeh, you're only chayev one. You can't be chayev 39 unless you were amazed b'Shabbos and shogeg b'malachas. Who the mashkachas la? The hakam my zodon Shabbos. How could you be amazed b'Shabbos if you didn't know there was any malachas? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you didn't know there were malachas on Shabbos that are chayiv karetz. But you knew there are malachas on Shabbos that if you do them, you chayiv a lot. It's like yomtiv. The odeya halavim, the hainu zodon Shabbos. That's called zodon Shabbos. Why you chayiv a chattas? Because you're shigigas karetz. And shigigas karetz is enough to be chayiv a chattas. Okay, so the Gemara says no. It's possible to know there's such a thing as Shabbos with something that's usher to do, not just the nice essing of Shabbos. There's an isser of tumim on Shabbos too, and you didn't know any of the 39 malachas. That's still called zadon Shabbos and shigas malachas. There's no raya from here that helam zevazeh biyado is what's it called is chayiv on every malacha. Could be that it's only chayiv one. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next piece is one big continuation. I'm not shy if we stop in the middle. Just since we have a few more minutes, something that I wanted to mention earlier, but never had a chance. The why constantly the Mishnah Gemara speaks about Arboim Chosar Achas? Why didn't it say Shlosh Invitation? Why speak in code? Right, 40 minus 1. So one answer they say is the truth is with Gemara says over there by Isi, that really there are 40 malachas, just one of them you're not chayiv a chattas for. And so therefore the Gemara said there's really arboim malachas. We're not sure exactly, according to Isi, one of them you're not chayiv a chattas, we're not sure which one that is. So it's arboim, but it's chosar achas, because that achas is one of them that you're not chayiv a chattas. That's one possibility. Pshat that I'd like to say is the following. The number 40 always signifies a new Yetzirah. Yetzirah Savlat, based on nature, that takes 40 days for the major systems of the body to form, and after 40 days is growth. But the formation of the Vlad is 40 days. So Chazal say, Mem Yom Kineg Yetzirah Savlat. I once saw in a pamphlet from the March of Dimes in America that the Iker systems of the body are formed within the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. And that's why it's crucial not to drink alcohol, not to smoke or whatever. After that, it's not as crucial, didn't say it like that, but because the major systems are formed, after that it's basically growth, And not too much can be harmed when you're talking about growth, only growth. That's what they say. And 6 weeks is 42 days. So they were only off 2 days. Chazal Koveyek Mamish 40 days. So 40 days is Yetzirah Savlat. Because of that, in nature, in everything, where there's a new Yetzirah, is a number 40. So what's it called? 40 days of the Mabul, how to destroy an old world, create a new world, Mem Yom of Matan Torah, right? 40 years in the Midbar, 40 saw the Mikvah, right? Whatever you have to change and create a new Yetzirah, the number 40 is significant. What? Malchus is also not 40. So, what's it called? It's only 39. So, it's like Shabbos. So, the idea is the following. By Shabbos and by Malchus, it's 40, but it's minus 1. Malchus, the Gemara says, Malchus is the Mokom Misa. That really, when a person gets Malchus, like he killed him, and he was resurrected. But he wasn't really killed and resurrected, it's only life. So it's mamish like a new Yetzirah, 40, but it's only minus 1. It's not exactly, right? It's only life. Same thing with Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. Shabbos is like Olam Haba. But it's only like Olam Haba. It's not a new Yetzirah, it's like a new Yetzirah. So it's also